This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. And welcome to episode number 923 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have Edward Baum, his company, Azure Pool and Deck Design. Edward, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Thursday before the 4th, so.
Thursday before the 4th. I cannot wait. And can we call this like a 4-day week and maybe even 5 days because the 4th is on a Tuesday? Do we like just lump Monday in and maybe Friday?
I mean, I think we're going to try and lump Monday in.
All right. I love it. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to follow your lead, Edward. So Azure Pool and Deck Design. Fill us in on what you guys are doing.
So we are a swimming pool construction company, primarily focusing in the remodel segment. So our sole focus is taking aging, outdated, beat-up swimming pools, or I should say well-loved swimming pools, and making them new again, making them a place to enjoy, a place for the family. A lot of times, you know, it's grandparents that, you know, have had a house and, you know, they don't use a pool, but they really, you know, they want to make it nice for the grandkids to come and visit. So we will take, you know, that old space and we will update it. We'll put new equipment, high energy efficient, you know, equipment on it. We'll put new finishes, change the decking out to, you know, something a little more this century and, you know, and really just make an enjoyable space again. We go a step further than your typical pool guy though. We take design into all of our projects. We have two full-time designers here at the office and we'll do 3D renderings and videos and everything so that the clients can see what their project's going to look like even before construction starts.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And do you then get into what happens like outside the perimeter of the pool with landscaping and things like that, the you know, whatever you use, whether it's pavers or whatnot, or is it you focus mostly on the pool part?
No, we do full backyard remodels. Wow. If they want us to go that far. We'll do outdoor kitchen areas, fire pits and fire features and water features. Really, you know, obviously the budget's the limit, but we're set up to take on everything. You know, and we can run the whole show start to finish with landscaping and all of it. Yeah. You know, our goal is to offer something turnkey at the end of the day. You know, most people don't have the experience of running a project themselves. And, you know, much like you'd hire a general contractor to build your home, you know, because they've got all the connections with the different industries to put the whole project together. We do the same thing. And actually, general contractors won't even do what we do. It is a completely different animal.
Yes, it is. Good stuff. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a pool with gorgeous landscaping in your backyard. It's like going on a vacation every day.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, we're fortunate enough to live in a nice area like Southwest Florida, you know, where even the people that weren't born and raised here, people are moving here because they want that lifestyle. You know, they want to be outside. They want to enjoy the backyard. Yeah. You know, they come down here, they want to grill, they want to cook out, you know, they want a TV on the wall in the back to entertain and, you know, really just enjoy all of what the Florida lifestyle offers.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, Edward, of so we were in the Philadelphia area before we moved down here to Florida in 2015. And I had winter, obviously a big reason why we hear that all the time. But we had our pool and we loved it. But of course, you only get a few months out of it in Pennsylvania. Yeah. I would religiously open that up at the end of March. And I didn't care if there was a 3-foot blizzard coming or whatnot. I just hated seeing that pool with a cover on it because it changed everything, even though it was freezing cold outside. If I could see that water and the pool deck and all that, I was, at least I know good times were coming.
And then absolutely. You know, actually, I grew up in Minneapolis and my beginnings in the industry was in Minnesota. So I'm familiar with the seasonality and everything really, you know, ramped up to school ending. So you'd get these pool companies that would just, you know, we'd slow down to a stop and a lot of them would shovel snow and sidewalks and do things like that in the wintertime. But then pool season came when schools closed and parents needed to find something to do with their kids. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy. You know, we called that week, you know, that school was ending was hell week because your phones would just explode with, you know, the number of people that were ready to get it open. Just like you were saying, they couldn't stand to see the cover. They knew it was coming and it was crazy. And then you talk about Southwest Florida where we're open year round. It's a whole different animal down here.
Yeah, that it is. Well, that's fascinating. So fill us in. So you started in you know the cold tundra north of Minnesota. How did you get into the pool business?
So kind of a funny story. You know, I always thought I would end up in the automotive industry. I'm really a gearhead at heart. I'm very mechanically inclined. You know, I like taking things apart and putting things together and doing all of that. So I went to school for engineering. Ultimately decided that, you know, engineering wasn't the way I wanted to go. So I changed over to business and was looking for ways to, you know, kind of follow my passion. And it just kind of happened by chance. And I just graduated and started reaching out to companies, you know, to find something to do with this newly acquired degree, right? You know, that's why we go to school. and I got a phone call from a company based out of Covington, Louisiana. The company's called Pool Corp. They're actually a publicly traded company. You can find them on NASDAQ. Their ticker symbol is Pool. They are the world's largest pool and spa wholesale distributor. And honestly, when I got the phone call, I thought it was a joke. I followed it anyway because I was like, well, even if it's not, this could be really neat. So I ended up getting a job with this company. They moved me. We were living in Montana at the time, but they moved me back to Minneapolis where they have two branches that, you know, oversee four or five states. And I went through their manager training program, which is really involved. This company's whole idea is that the only way you can learn to serve your clients through distribution is learning what they go through on a daily basis. So they would take us as, you know, Pool Corp employees, and they would send us out to go and work with service companies, cleaning pools, repairing pools. They'd make us go and work with retail stores. And we were free employees for their customers for, you know, about a month at a time. And same thing with builders. So, you know, I went and built pools with companies back in Minneapolis, you know, learning how to do it right out of the gate. Because they want their employees to know what their customers go through, because then we could better serve them. So ultimately, that company ended up moving me around the country, and I got to work with lots of different builders throughout the country, training with different builders as well as the manufacturers on different techniques and how to do things and what different parts of the, you know, pool or four and how to install them and how the manufacturers want them installed, you know, because that all boils down to at the end of the day, when there's an issue, the manufacturers are going to say, have you done it the way we specified? And a lot of builders don't get that. Mm-hmm. They're following that, you know, because a lot of these are family-based companies, you know, the way they've been doing it for 50 years. And that doesn't fly anymore, unfortunately. You know, when there's an issue on the pool, you have to bring everybody in and they're going to look at how it was built. So ultimately ended up going on my own, and we have applied those techniques to how we do it. Mm-hmm. So when we renovate, I will take apart their pool. We will dig into everything. And when we put this back together, we're doing it. We're following manufacturer specifications so that, you know, hopefully there's not any issues, but if there is, you know, not only are we standing behind it, but the manufacturers are standing behind it and the people are taken care of.
Wow. Good stuff. So how about then, Edward, when it comes to misconceptions, you know, what do you hear out there when it comes to a pool remodel, for example, that you just kind of go, eh, that's really not the way it is, that you could educate the listeners here?
You know, everybody has their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
I guess I would encourage the listeners, you know, don't always go for the cheapest bid. It's always worthwhile getting, you know, three or four bids. And I tell all of our clients that too. In addition, online reviews are everything. You know, everybody's got a voice and most people are willing to share it, especially when they've had a bad experience. So look at, you know, the Better Business Bureau. Make sure the company is licensed. There, especially since the pandemic, are a lot of unlicensed contractors out there doing work. And there's, you know, we can expand on that. You know, the state protects you. They yeah. require licensing to operate on your swimming pool. And if you're not licensed, that means you haven't met the minimum criteria to work on their pool. So it may look like a great deal, but there's always more to it, you know, and obviously longevity of the company and everything else as well.
Yeah. Good pointers there. How about when it comes to having fun? What are you doing after hours?
So I was talking a little before the show started. We have three kids.
Yeah.
So when I'm not working, I'm spending time with the kids. We love going to the beach. Our favorite place was Fort Myers Beach, obviously, prior to Ian, and you know, and we're obviously hoping that the rebuild will happen. And we've made quite a few trips out there even since then, out to the beach to spend time out there, and you know, that's why we're here. Yep. So I like spending time with the kids. We like to go fishing. I also like to go to the shooting range. That's kind of a good stress reliever. I'll go and have a couple of range days and enjoy that.
Awesome.
And then spending time with my wife too. You know, if I can get a babysitter and I can take my wife out, or even just a weekend away to unplug and reconnect with her, is, you know, that's important to me, because what's the point of doing all of this if you can't, you know, go back and focus on your family?
Amen. Yep. You have a favorite weekend getaway place or any recommendations?
So my wife and I really like going to South Beach. I wouldn't say that we've got a favorite over there. We always like to mix it up, try new things.
Yeah.
We love going over there because you don't have to drive. You can walk everywhere. They've got the boardwalk and the beach, you know, and just, it's such a great cultural, you know, place, you know, it's just food and art and everything. It's just a great place to go.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'm going to have to, write that one down and, add that to our mix of fun places. I mean, we're so blessed with, there's so many different options.
Southwest Florida is so, you know, even though it's Southwest, it's so centrally located. We're near everything. You've got Tampa and you've got Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the Keys, Marco Island, you know, and obviously prior to the storm, you know, we had Sanibel and Captiva, and all of these things are driving distance. You don't have to fly out of the state.
Yeah. How about one thing you wish our listeners knew about you and your company? What would that be?
You know, I would say that we are, in my opinion, one of the most honest and transparent pool companies out there. And I can say that with certainty, because not only do we do well by our clients, but we actually get referrals from a lot of the service companies that are out in the area. And the reason that we get those referrals is we're not leaving them a mess to deal with after the fact. You know, if you ever pull your service company's ear and ask who they would recommend, I would be surprised if you didn't hear our name mentioned.
Yeah. Good stuff. Matt, let me go back to a more personal question, life challenge. You know, what comes to mind, Edward, a period of time you were challenged You got through it. Now looking back, you could say, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger.
I think making the leap into owning my own business. You know, I told you a little bit about working for that large company in the beginning. I poured my blood, sweat, and tears into that company for a really, really long time. And it was a lot. And it was good because it pushed me to see what I was capable of. And ultimately gave me the courage I needed to go on my own and start my own company. You know, I saw an opportunity. We had a showroom there that I opened to allow clients to look at materials and things like that for builders that didn't have a showroom. And ultimately it opened the opportunity where I got to hear all the things that the clients said that they didn't like about their contractor. And so we have tried to incorporate those principles into our own business. Because I mean, the only thing I can say is, you know, if we're not trying to constantly improve, we're just going to be worse.
Yeah, there is no status quo in business. You got to
keep
pushing that envelope or you're regressing.
Always reinventing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Edward, I know we have listeners who want to learn more, want to get in touch, want that beautiful, gorgeous looking landscape pool area in their residence, in their backyard, wherever you end up putting it. Not everyone puts a pool in their backyard. So, you know, I want to be open-minded here. What's the best way for them to get in touch?
Best way to get in touch is to visit our website, azurepoolanddeckdesign.com, and click the link for our contact us page. That sends it straight to our office. You're immediately loaded into our system and one of our guys will reach out and set an appointment.
Oh, terrific. Well, Edward, thanks for being on the show. We wish you the absolute best going forward there.
Yeah, I appreciate being here.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com or call us at 239-224-4105.